You want to know the one thing that's going to make your marketing and sales funnels convert like crazy? Two words: conversational marketing. Let's chat about that. Hey, what's up, guys? Scott Holroyd, and welcome to the Conversational Marketer Podcast, the newly produced, newly branded podcast. And let me know what you think of this and leave me a review so you can tell me whether you preferred the older version or the newer version. Well, today we're going to be chatting about the subject of return on investment and how much money you have to invest in your business before you see a return. Well, this is a question that most people will ask themselves when it comes to running any kind of paid advertising. And if this is you and you're wondering how much money you have to invest in your business before you see a return, then this podcast episode is just what the doctor ordered. So I was asked this question on a Facebook Live interview that were featured on, I think it was August of this year. And if I remember rightly, the guy who asked the question was an online course creator who taught people how to play piano, let's say. It was some kind of musical instrument, I can't quite remember now. And if I remember rightly, it was charging something like $497 for the course, which was a one-stop shop for learning how to play the piano, let's say. And it took the member from a very basic understanding of how to play chords and gave them enough skill to hold their own in front of a crowd of people. So it was the basic online course setup. He had all the modules, the structured lessons, a few bonuses that helped the member achieve the goals a little quicker than normal. Now, I've been creating online courses for around 2 years, and I happen to know a thing or two about structuring them. But this wasn't his question. His question was in relation to a campaign that he'd just set up, and he was trying to figure out how much money he'd have to spend on Facebook ads in order to get his first 10 or 20 members. Now, at this point, I asked him how much he'd spent on advertising the course in the past, to which he proudly stated that he hadn't spent a penny. Then I asked him how many students he had in his course, and he replied with around about 12. Lastly, I asked him how he'd attracted these 12 people and how much he'd charged. And he replied with something along the lines of he'd given away 6 places for free in order to get some testimonials and feedback on the training. And then the rest had either been his current private education students or their friends and family. Now, I remember asking him how much he was currently spending on his course, and he was proud to say that it wasn't costing him anything, as he'd set the course with a closed Facebook group and used a social learning theme to upload all the course videos to the group units. Then, when I asked him how much he needed to make per month for him to be in a position where he could earn a full-time income from the course, he replied with around $12,000. So here was his first mistake. Business isn't free. I'd love to know when business became free and easy. When did that shift happen from having to work 20-hour days, 3 jobs just to keep your business afloat in the first 24 months? When did everything get so easy? When did that transition happen that took the hard graft out of developing an idea and believing in it when all others around you told you that you'd lost your mind? Now, business is free and easy. I can take an idea, I can build it out without having to spend a penny on software or platforms, even the ads that I once relied on in order to get my projects off the ground. Well, alas, we know that's not the case. Is it impossible to make $12,000 per month? Well, not in any way. You can make $12,000 per month, you can make $12,000 per day, you can even make $12,000 per hour if your organization's got the right ingredients. But let me tell you right now that these ingredients do not include finding the shortcuts you need in order to save the dollars wherever you can. Now, I started my very first business at the age of 8, and I was buying and selling random crap out of a big yellow free newspaper. And what I did is I made myself a list of customers in an old school textbook that I had, and I'd call them up each time I thought a product had a potential to sell. I was 8 years old, I had no money, no resources, no internet, no mobile phone, just a pen, paper and a landline telephone belonging to my mum, who would only let me make calls for an hour after I came home from school. Now, I managed to sell products for $10, $60, even a Vegas-style slot machine for $1,200 that cost me around $500. But were I a millionaire 8-year-old trader? Not at all. My profits were non-existent. I made next to nothing on the sale of the products, but I didn't care about making money. As long as I had enough to buy more stock from the profits I earned, I was happy. I did it for fun. I did it for the challenge. I did it because there was no way on earth that I was going to be in the same situation as my mum was when I was growing up. I did it to pay for the things that I knew my mum couldn't afford to pay for. And so I did it for me. And it wasn't until I turned 28 that I had my very first six-figure month. Then it took me until I was 33 to hit my first seven-figure income. That's 25 years after buying and selling from that yellow book. So there's a phrase that people use all the time, which is you have to spend money to earn money. And I don't believe this phrase wholeheartedly, although elements of it are true. So let's jump back to the guy with the piano course for a second. He wanted to be in 12k per month from his online course. His outgoings were zero, and he had everyone in his Facebook group growing through his modules. The majority of his paying members came in relation to his current private tutoring service, which incidentally, he'd now no longer running as all his time were taken up creating the course. So here were my answer to him. If you require $12,000 per month from new signups to your course, you're going to need to spend $8,000 a month. And I remember his reaction. It wasn't great. $8,000 per month to make $12,000 profit? That's too much. Why do I need to spend so much money to hit a small target? I call this a self-worth bullshit factor. Someone who believes that they're worthy of a certain amount of money each month, who have no influence in the current market, who are not willing to exchange money to earn money. They seem to believe that they deserve money as they've spent all the time creating the product, so why should they now have to spend all their money? It's the same as the people who love to say, if I can get my first five members for under $200, this will give me enough money to scale my ads budget. Well, it don't work like that. You're expecting to spend $40 per member, yet them spend $497 on you. What kind of relationship's that? You're a nobody, you're a bum, just like hundreds of other bums who are trying to sell me the same thing. And you're the worst bum of all, because you're not even willing to spend any money on the product that I'm paying you $497 to join. You don't believe in the value of me, as you're not willing to pay to find me, and you don't believe in the value of your product as you're not willing to invest in the platforms and resources that I need to get the best possible experience. The only person who's out of pocket in this situation is me. So here's what I explained to this guy. This is what's wrong with the world these days. People seem to think that just because some college student sits in their bedroom and makes $1 million on a Shopify store, that they're entitled to a piece of the pie. Well, guess what? You're not. There's no way on earth I'd pay any of my hard-earned cash when you're not willing to spend any of yours on your product. So here's what you need to do. You need a dedicated online course platform, something like Kajabi, that will give you everything you need in order to host and market your course. You need ClickFunnels, as this will strengthen your sales funnel. You need to be running ads on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, on Google AdWords, and more. You need to be visible on all platforms at all times. Then you need to think of the payment processing fees, your payment transfer fees. All this costs money. Get this sorted out as a priority and then start launching your marketing funnel to your test market. How do you know your product's any good when the only people who've been through it are the people who you give it for free and your current private tutor students? Obviously they're going to go through it. So what about the real people? What about the cold audience? You know, it angers me and it frustrates me and annoys me. I mean, that I'm here writing blog posts, making videos, writing books, traveling halfway around the world to host business shows, creating podcasts, presenting TV shows, writing in magazines, yet all these people think that they can set up a Facebook group and make a six-figure a year income just because they've seen others do it. They haven't seen anyone do it. All they've seen is the gurus telling their audience that they've made a shit ton of money from doing nothing but reading books, and now they can do the same thing too by joining their programs. Let me give it to you straight. You want to make 10k a month, then you've got to be willing to invest 10k a month. It's that simple. You want to make $50,000 a month? Spend $50,000 a month. The worst that'll happen is that you'll break even, but you'll have one hell of a product that sits at the end of one hell of a funnel. Let me let you into a little secret. When I launched the Inner Circle Mastermind at the beginning of this year, I made over 80 grand in 3 days. This was a $497 launch, and I had over 120 people buy. Well, why did so many people buy? Because I give them 3 2-hour calls each per month. I work my ass off. I run the phone to my students from 10 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the morning some days, Monday to Friday, every single week. Why did I do it? Because I'm willing to put in the hard work and effort that I need to build influence in my industry. I'm willing to invest in myself and my business to get where I want to be. Is it so hard to grab yourself a 9-to-5 for 6 months in order to build up a few $1,000s to put into your business? Do you believe in your idea enough to do this? Are you willing to go and do whatever it takes to make sure you succeed? Because let me tell you the truth right now, if you're not willing to invest in your product, then don't expect anybody else to. And for all those guys who are saying, oh, well, I'm desperate for money, well, guess what? So am I.
Just because I have money don't mean that I'm not desperate for more. And guess what? Over 90% of the world's population is desperate for money. This is life. Here's the truth of the matter. You're not desperate for money right now unless you're reading this blog post on your commute to or from work. Unless you're sat on your lunch break or struggling to keep your eyes open while you're in bed. Do you understand what desperate means? Do you understand that people who are desperate for water are drinking from infected poisonous streams just to survive? Families desperate for health of the children are travelling around the world for the smallest chance that they'll find a medical professional who can save the child. This is desperation. If you're about to lose your home, if you've got people knocking on your door demanding to take your possessions, unless you pay what you owe, if your car's about to be repossessed, if your relationship's about to end, if you're about to go through the worst situation of your life and you just need something to happen in your business, then why have you let it get like this? Don't tell me you've tried to stop it, because you haven't. You haven't tried nothing unless you've worked 3 jobs, sold all your possessions, borrowed whatever you can and worked your fingers to the bones. If you think you're desperate right now, then take a look at what you're listening to this podcast episode on. Are you listening to it on your iPhone, on your desktop? Is it a MacBook? Is it a tablet? What's your favourite TV show? When's family time? When's cut-off time? I was 6 years old when the bailiffs came to my mother's door and took everything. They took us TV, they took us chairs, they took us sofa, they took us tables, as ornaments, a stereo, my bike. We were left with nothing at all. And I told myself that day it never happened to me. Then in April 2002, or about to turn 20 year old, I'd sold my manufacturing company and I'd been an absolute idiot with my money. I had nothing left and there were more coming out of my bank each week than that were going in. And I had a knock on the door. When I answered it, it was a bailiff. I'd not paid my council tax and I owed about £1,000. And I remember the guy in his suit trying to get into my house, telling me that he had a warrant to take my possessions. I had a conversation with him and I bought myself 3 days. Now, I sold everything. I sold my TV, my desktop computer, my mobile phone, even my house phone. Everything other than the basic essentials. And I generated around about £1,500 by the third day when the bailiff came back. At this time, I invited him in. I asked him if he wanted a coffee. I remember him walking into my living room and looking around, taking note of everything that I had left and writing it down in his book. He didn't sit down, he just stood by the door and he told me that he was going to arrange a collection of my things. So I told him there were no need and I handed him the cash that I owed him. I'll never forget that expression on his face. He took the money and he left. So then I had £400, but I had no TV, I had no phone, I had no computer. So I bought a pair of second-hand ladders, I got myself a bucket and some cloths, I printed myself some flyers from the local shop and I walked the streets. I knocked on doors and I asked them if they wanted the windows cleaning. To cut a long story short, I sold that company to another window cleaner within the first 6 months for £3,000. I bought my first Apple computer and I never looked back and I set up my affiliate marketing company. I needed money and I did what I had to do to get out of the situation I was facing. Yeah, my situation was minimal compared to others, but my solution was key. If I'd owned £15,000, then I'd have gone and sold everything, I'd have worked 3 jobs, I'd have got any loan that I could, I'd have cleaned cars, windows, carpets, whatever I could do to ensure that I got myself out of the situation that I were in. But I'll tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't take the smallest amount of money possible and put it into my business and expect all my issues to disappear. If you take nothing else from this podcast episode today, then take this. If you're not willing to invest in your business a minimum of the same amount of money that you spent on the shit that you've got in your house, the holidays you take, the rent or the mortgage that you pay, the subscriptions you have, the luxuries you purchase, then stop right now, as you don't deserve to be at the top of your company. Take some responsibility and stop thinking that you deserve people to pay your company when you're not willing to pay it for yourself. So, there you go. Thank you so much for listening to me today. Thank you so much for chatting with me. As always, you can see this podcast episode in written format over at leap.io/blog and also on Facebook and Medium and YouTube and everywhere, basically, because that's where I am. Also, don't forget that you can pre-order a copy of my latest book, Unleash the Power of Conversational Marketing, and also following the conversation over at my website at scottholroyd.com. Don't forget to leave me a review below this podcast and let me know what you think of this episode. And until next week, I will catch you in a little bit. I'll see you soon.